皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Lower Beginner Season 1 Lesson 24 Calling a Plumber in Japan. Hi everyone, Arisa desu. Alicia here.
Konnichiwa, Natsuko desu. Hi everyone, I'm Natsuko.
Welcome to Lower Beginner Season 1 Lesson 24 Calling a Plumber in Japan.
In the previous lesson, Emily had a plumbing problem.
That's right. It seems the caretaker of her building will call the repair shop. So we'll find out what happened after that. What are we going to learn in this lesson?
We'll learn how to introduce a topic of a conversation and how to tell someone a telephone number.
And where does this lesson's dialogue take place?
Over the phone, someone from the repair shop calls Emily. では聞きましょう。
Let's listen to the conversation.
Kenwood. I'm not available to take your call, so please leave a message and I will get back to you.
もしもし、イノベーティブリペアの木山です。トイレの修理のことで電話しました。すみませんが、後で電話をお願いします。電話番号は 89-1234-567 です。よろしくお願いします。では、失礼します。
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
もしもし、イノベーティブリペアの木山です。トイレの修理のことで電話しました。すみませんが、あとで電話をお願いします。電話番号は 89-1234-567 です。よろしくお願いします。では、失礼します。
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
もしもし、イノベーティブリペアの木山です。
Hello, this is Kiyama from Innovative Repair.
トイレの修理のことで電話しました。
I'm calling about the toilet repair.
すみませんが、後で電話をお願いします。
I'm sorry, but could you please call me back?
電話番号は 89-1234-567 です。
The phone number is 89-1234-567.
よろしくお願いします。では、失礼します。
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Ah, so no one answers the phone. The repair person left a message on the answering machine.
Leaving a message on the phone is not one of my favorite things.
I know. I always get nervous.On formal occasions like this, hanging up the phone with proper polite expression is fairly important.
But I didn't hear the repair person say thank you in Japanese.
He actually used a different polite expression, 失礼します, which is close to excuse me, please. It's often used to say goodbye, and the idea behind it is please forgive my rudeness to disappear from your sight.
Wow, that's very interesting.Can we use that also in conversation in person?
Yes, you can. It's very polite, so you might hear it a lot if you stay in a hotel, for example.
I see. We might hear that often, and we can use it in different situations. Okay, let's move on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is...
電話
Telephone, phone call.
電話電話
Next.
番号
Number. Series of digits.
番号 番号
Next is
電話番号
Telephone number
電話番号電話番号
Next is
よろしくお願いします
Thank you very much. Thanks.
よろしくお願いしますよろしくお願いします
Next is
では
Well, well then, okay.
ではでは
And last
失礼します
Goodbye.
失礼します失礼します
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Natsuko, what do we have for this lesson?
もしもし。This is the most common expression for answering the phone. You can use this when you can't hear the other side on the phone as well.
So it's almost equivalent to the English, hello?
That's right. When Emily called the caretaker, she also started her conversation with this. もしもし。401号室のエミリー・マーティンです。
もしもし sounds funny.
You are not the only person who thinks so. When you say or hear もしもし, both she might sound like a hissing sound of snakes.
Shh. Ah, rather than もしもし. Good to know. Okay, what do we have next?
Now we learn how to tell someone a phone number.We add の between city code, area code, and personal numbers. City code usually has 2 to 4 digits. Then the area code is with 3 or 4 digits, and personal numbers are 4 digits.
In the dialogue, the repair person said,
電話番号は89-1234-567 です。
Is it the same for mobile numbers?
Yes, this no separates a chunk of numbers so the listener can understand easily. Speaking of understanding easily, we usually use 4 for 4 and 7 for 7 to avoid confusion or misunderstanding the numbers.
I see. Listeners, try saying your number in Japanese. Now let's move on to the grammar. In this lesson, we're going to learn how to introduce a topic of conversation.
When you make a phone call, you have to explain the purpose of the call. You can tell that using the phrase topic のことで, which means about topic.
In the dialogue, the repair person introduced the topic saying,
トイレ修理のことで電話しました.
I'm calling about the toilet repair.
You can use this topic のことで in many different situations, like 日本語のことで質問があります。
I have a question about Japanese. That's a useful line.
I thought so. Also, 予約のことで連絡しました。
I'm contacting you about a reservation. This can be used by either speaker, the person who makes the reservation, or the company, hotel, or restaurant that received the reservation who needs to confirm something.
That's right. So, the main sentence can be both past tense and non-past tense. But past tense is often used when you are calling someone, visiting someone, or contacting someone.
Okay, let's practice those sentences. Listeners, please repeat after Natsuko. First, I have a question about Japanese.
日本語のことで質問があります。
Now, I'm contacting you about a reservation.
予約のことで連絡しました。
How did it go? Now, listeners, it's your turn to start. Try saying, I have a question about Japanese. Now say, I'm contacting you about a reservation.
予約のことで連絡しました。
Listeners, check the lesson notes for more examples on this grammar point. Listeners, do you know the powerful secret behind rapid progress?
Using the entire system,
lesson notes are an important part of this system.
They introduce a transcript and translation of the conversation,
key lesson vocabulary,
and detailed grammar explanations.
Lesson notes accompany every audio or video lesson.
Use them on the site or mobile device, or print them out.
Using the lesson notes with audio and video media will rapidly increase your learning speed.
Go to JapanesePod101.com and download the lesson notes for this lesson right now.
Okay, everyone. That's about all we have time for in this lesson. See you next time.
じゃあまた。
Kenwood. I'm not available to take your call, so please leave a message and I will get back to you.
もしもし、イノベーティブリペアの木山です。トイレの修理のことで電話しました。すみませんが、後で電話をお願いします。
電話番号は 89-1234-567 です。よろしくお願いします。では、失礼します。